Well, this morning we have a guest joining us here by phone from the Midwest Red Cross Blood Center. Samantha Pollard is with us, and we're going to talk about blood drives here during this holiday season. Samantha, good morning.
Hello, how are you?
Very good. Thank you for spending some time with us. Are you and your family enjoying the holidays?
We are, yeah.
Very good. Well, I know a lot of folks think long and hard about gift giving during the holiday season. And one of the greatest gifts anyone can give any time of the year, not just during the holidays, is the gift of life through blood donations. And it's really important this time of the year, isn't it?
It is. And unlike a lot of other gifts, it's free for you to give. So,
not only is it free, but you can give it many times over.
You can, definitely. So right now, during the winter, and especially during the holiday season, a lot of people are traveling, they're with their family and friends, having a good time, and they're not thinking about blood donation. And we would like them to change that and put that on their list of things to do this week.
It is difficult. We all understand that how busy people are, because you and I are the same way. We're all busy this time of the year, but it doesn't really take that much time to make that donation.
It really doesn't. It only takes about an hour of your day, and it can be even less if you plan ahead and take advantage of some of our new offerings.
Yeah, and so many people like to do it, for example, during lunchtime or perhaps right when they get off of work in the evening. There are lots of ways to fit it into your schedule.
Yeah, definitely. We have drives all over the place, hopefully somewhere that's convenient for you, to your home or work, and we do try to stagger the time so that you can get in there before or after work over your lunch hour.
You bet. Samantha, let's just break this down a little bit because we should get the basics in here. Let's talk a little bit about who all can donate.
So you can donate as early as 16 years old with parental, if you're one of your parents or guardians signs off on it. Otherwise, you need to be 17 in most states. And we really just want you to be healthy and feeling great that day. There are some things that make you ineligible, some medications, or if you have certain ailments that will, you know, make you ineligible to donate. But otherwise, as long as you're healthy and feeling all right, we'd love to have you over.
Absolutely. Well, I know when folks check in at first to donate blood, there's a little bit of process that you have to go through when you first get there, but you guys have done some things to streamline that.
Yeah, so you can do something. We have something called a rapid pass now. So the day that you go to donate, you can go online to redcrossblood.org /rapid pass, and you can do all of the basic questionnaire and the health history reading and everything like that prior to arriving. You just print out a piece of paper that says you've done it, or you'll get an email on your phone, and you can bring that with you, and then you won't have to do that when you get there, and that can save about 20-25 minutes a day out.
Is that something that you have devised, or is that something that you've done because of feedback you've gotten from donors?
I think that is probably a little bit of both, because we have a lot of regular donors who come in all the time, and making this available to them just makes it go by a lot faster for them and makes it more convenient. And it's easier for us, too, because we have staff and volunteers, and this saves some work on their end as well.
Well, and that's something that gets overlooked sometimes, too, is the amount of volunteers that it takes in each local community where these blood drives happen. You've got paid employees who are there to professionally deal with the blood issues and things, but there are so many volunteers it takes to make these happen.
Yeah, I don't think people realize that 90% of the Red Cross, quote-unquote, workforce is volunteer-based. We rely so heavily on volunteers. We would not be in existence without volunteers.
Is it difficult to continue to recruit these folks?
No, not really. We have so many great people who have been touched by blood donation in their lives. That's where a lot of people realize that we need help, and they join us as a volunteer because they themselves have received a blood infusion, or somebody in their family has, and they want to give back by helping. Otherwise, we're in so many communities all the time, so people just see us and they want to be involved. It's a good time. It's a way to make friends. It's a way to get to know others in your community. So we have a lot of people who want to join us with that.
And it is, a lot of folks that donate, they tend to do it at the same time each time. If they're a noon donor or a 3 o'clock donor, they tend to do it at the same time each time. So it's funny because you go in to do the blood donations and it's just kind of like it's a shift change. You see the same folks each time.
Yeah, it's really fun, especially in some of our smaller town drives. just the sense of the community that's there. It's almost like a social event. There are people, like you're saying, who come at the same times every single time the blood drive comes to town, and they know each other, and everybody's shaking hands and checking in on each other's families, and it's just such a great community spirit when you go in.
Yeah, and as you said up front, it doesn't really take that long. The entire process is probably, maybe about an hour, but it's not very long with the needle in the arm. It really doesn't take that long to do, and there are different ways to donate, too. There are some folks that just do traditional blood donations. There are other opportunities there as well.
Yeah, there are. So at almost all of our mobile drives, we can do something called a power red donation, and you might have heard that called a double red donation as well. We're trying to move away from double red, calling it power red instead, because we found out that we were kind of scaring people off because of the term double. They thought that maybe we were, emptying them of all of their life force. So it's a power red. So that just means that we are taking two red cell donations. So your blood, when you donate whole blood, it is made up of your red blood cells, your platelets, and your plasma. So when you do a power red donation, or a double red donation, as it was called, we are taking two units of red blood cells, and we're giving you back your platelets and your plasma. So we love to see that, because a lot of burn victims and things like that might only need red blood cells, and they won't need the other elements in your blood. So if you can do a power red donation where you're giving two red blood cell donations, you're kind of maximizing that donation that you're giving.
Well, and you can only give so often. There's a kind of a cooling off period in between donations, but folks usually don't have to count days too much, because a lot of the community blood drives are set up with that in mind.
Yeah, so you can give whole blood every 56 days, and that is, a lot of community blood drives are set up every 56 days, so that you don't even, like you said, you don't even have to do any math. We'll just let you know when the next time you're eligible is. And if you do a power red donation, you're eligible every 112 days. So you're giving two, you only have to give half as much. You only have to donate half as often. So.
Good. Well, lots of good opportunities there. Now, I know it's difficult all the time to find blood donors and to keep that supply up, but people need to understand that the supply always kind of teeters on the edge of the need.
It does. So blood is not something we can save. It's not, we can't freeze it and save it forever. It's only good for 42 days. It has a pretty short shelf life, so we constantly need to replenish our blood supply. But right now, we're tossing that away anyway. We're really not making it that far. Usually, your blood is used pretty quickly after you donate it, especially during the winter, especially right now. We're getting into a critical territory where we are not keeping blood on the shelves for that long, and we're trying to avoid getting into an emergency situation. So that's why we really need people to step up right now over the holidays to help us out.
Absolutely. And maybe when the family's all together, you can just all come together and give blood. Now, I see also that in addition to the good feelings that you get knowing that you're helping out someone else, it looks like there's a little extra incentive right now.
There is. Until January 8th, if you come in and get blood, you will get a free long sleeve Red Cross t-shirt.
Very good. So another opportunity there for folks to take advantage of. And I know there are a fair number of blood drives. It seems like we're always talking about them on the air. Somewhere, there's always a blood drive within driving distance, it seems, every single day.
There is, yes. So we try to make it as convenient as possible for everybody. If you visit our website at redcrossblood.org, type in your zip code, and it'll give you a list of all the blood drives that are coming up in your area in the next couple weeks. So there's really no excuse to not go. We have them all the time.
And there's a blood donor app that you can download as well to make those scheduled appointments.
There is an app. So if you download the app, you can schedule your appointments. It'll give you reminders of your appointments. It tells you what your blood type is. And it lets you track your donations, and it'll show you where your donation goes when it gets delivered to a hospital, so you can kind of follow your blood's journey, which is really fun.
Outstanding. Real quick, some that are coming up here fairly soon. In Adair County, in the community of Orient, at the Orient Maxburg High School, they'll be at a blood drive on January 11th from 11 a.m. to 5. In Audubon County, in Audubon, at St. Patrick's Parish Center on the 28th of this month from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. In Cass County, here in Atlantic, there'll be a couple of drives coming up on the 22nd, so later this week, from 8:30 to 2:30 at the Cass County Memorial Hospital. And then also on January 12th from noon to 6 at the Atlantic YMCA. In Griswold, they have one coming up on the 10th of January from 8:30 until 2:30 at the Griswold High School. Also in Pottawatomie County in Avoca, they have an American Legion blood drive that'll be going on at the American Legion Hall on the 27th of this month from 11:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. In Carson, there'll be one on the 3rd of January from 11:30 to 5:30 at the Carson Community Center. And also in Shelby County in Elkhorn, they'll be hosting a drive at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church on January 10th from 11:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. So as you can see, you don't have to drive far to find a local blood drive.
You can, definitely. Even if you are traveling across the country and you come across a Red Cross blood drive, you can pop in there and give, or you can go anywhere across the country and give blood.
Excellent. And it's even easier now, especially if you have the little card, too. Once you give blood and you get that little card, it's nice and easy to check in with.
Definitely.
Very good. Well, Samantha, thank you so much. I appreciate the good information here, and we hope we've encouraged at least a few people to get out there and roll up their sleeves and help out their fellow man during this Christmas giving season. You and your family have a great Christmas.
Thank you. You too.